Spoken American English, Volume 5. No part or whole of this material may be duplicated without the written permission of Dr. Anthony J. Chun. Chapter 1. I'm short this week.
I'm broke this week.
I'm short $10.
I'm all out of money.
Many businessmen are strapped for cash.
Now we're penniless.
I'm flat broke, literally.
I'm all tapped out.
Lack of money has plagued us all our lives.
India is a poverty-stricken country.
I need money to keep warm.
This man is living in the sewer.
I'm just a pauper.
Chapter 2.
It isn't easy raising a family these days. The rent has taken a major bite out of my paycheck.
You borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
She scraped up just enough money to pay the rent.
Oh dear, I'm behind in my rent.
Can you make ends meet?
Small leaks can sink a ship.
This is the easiest way to get rid of debt.
I have to break into my nest eggs.
Those car repairs set me back $300.
It might break the bank if we buy this new car.
We've hit bottom.
My wife ran up big bills on my credit card again.
Where is the money to come from?
If I get laid off, things could get tight in a hurry.
I'm in debt over my head because of her.
I simply can't afford it.
My wife has no concept of money.
He has to learn to live within his income.
He's struggling to stay afloat in the sea of debt.
I may as well pay it off now.
He's all paid up.
He paid me down to the last penny.
I think I still owe you.
No, we're even.
Just kiss the money goodbye.
Reputation doesn't pay your debts.
Love can't pay the rent.
He's the breadwinner of the house.
Husbands are supposed to bring home the bacon.
Don't overwork your husband, or you'll be killing the goose that lays the golden egg.
Chapter 3.
Can I borrow $1,000 from you?
I'd say that's a long shot.
I hate to borrow, but I don't have any choice.
I need to borrow $50. I'll pay you back on payday.
I always pay my debts.
You're asking for a princely sum.
I borrowed on everything.
I took out a second mortgage on the house.
Money is out of the question.
Money is too tight. I can't grant you the loan.
He's always pestering me for money.
Why would I loan any money to a loafer?
You're on your own.
You can't squeeze blood from a stone.
Ask me to cut off my arm before you ask me for a loan.
You're my biggest debtor.
It's time to cash in all your chips.
What's mine is mine. Give it back.
These creditors have my back to the wall.
You know I'm good for it.
I lend you this money in good faith.
Do you think he's going to pay back the loan?
It's a tough call.
He's always a day late and a dollar short.
You keep the money. You need it more than I do.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Lend your money and lose your friends.
Lending can turn friends into enemies.
Chapter 4.
I dread filing income tax returns.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
At the IRS, our motto is, never trust anyone.
Chapter 5.
Got any spare change?
Won't you help? It's for a good cause.
He pledged $100 to the orphanage.
Chapter 6.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Skimp and save.
Take care of every penny, and every penny will take care of you.
She stretched our dollars amazingly.
During hard economic times, you must tighten your belt.
Stretch your dollars.
We have a tight budget. Every penny counts.
Have you saved anything for a rainy day?
She squirrels away any extra money for a rainy day.
He's penny wise and pound foolish.
It's not cost effective.
Let's streamline our operation to cut costs.
Chapter 7.
He's cheap.
He's tight.
He's miserably cheap.
He's so stingy.
You can't squeeze blood out of a stone.
He's a hoarder.
Scrooge.
That cheapskate.
She's a quintessential cheapskate.
Chapter 8.
This'll cost me an arm and a leg.
I'm a little concerned about who's picking up the tab.
He had to cough up the dough to send his kids to college.
Chapter 9.
Remember, every man for himself.
Everybody is selfish.
You're selfish and egocentric.
Look out for number one.
You're not the center of the world.
What's in it for me?
This is no way to treat others.
Chapter 10.
Give him an inch. He'll take a yard.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Greed has no limits. People always want more.
Everyone wants a piece of the pie.
They just keep coming back for more.
You bit off more than you could chew.
People will steal the gold from your teeth.
Take all you want, but eat all you take.
Most people take without giving.
Vultures don't get lonesome.
Chapter 11.
It's better to give than to receive.
He's so nice and helpful.
He doesn't skimp on things.
Go buy yourself a cup of coffee.
He enjoys doing good.
He's a regular Boy Scout.
She's tender-hearted.
She's caring and thoughtful.
She's soft-hearted.
She's considerate.
You're a warm and tender person.
He sure has a big heart.
He's generous to a fault.
He's a big teddy bear.
He's a sentimental old softy.
Good Samaritans like Bert are rare to come by.
That's country hospitality.
This will do my heart good.
You're a rare breed.
If you're not a fool, you must be a saint.
Nice guys wind up in the bottom of the barrel.
A virtue can become a vice.
Charity begins at home.
Love is stronger than hatred.
Good conquers evil.
Chapter 12.
The economic future doesn't look promising.
The trade deficit is likely to balloon.
Our wages may rise, but so will prices.
Small businesses are feeling the pinch.
The economy is robust. The market is strong.
Chapter 13.
The UN imposed an oil embargo on Haiti.
The UN lifted sanctions against South Africa.
Chapter 14.
Our budget is already stretched to the limit.
They pulled the switch on the project.
Chapter 15.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Good call. Those stocks made money.
In the stock market, if you don't know which way the wind is blowing, you could lose everything.
To do well in stocks, you need to keep your ear to the ground.
Blue chip stocks are usually safe bets.
You'll lose your shirt if you put money in that stock.
What's the dollar to yen exchange rate?
The stock market took a real nosedive that October 13th a few years ago.
Chapter 16.
There's a huge untapped market for this product.
Start small, but think big. Where are you going to set up shop?
The time is ripe for another startup.
Where are you going to get the seed money?
We need some fat cat investors to pluck some money down.
She bankrolls his business.
That's a big business, and there's big money at stake.
Compared to your business, mine is a nickel and dime operation.
Chapter 17.
His credit isn't worth a penny.
My credibility is better than his.
My credit line is up to $300,000 in this bank.
His checks are good.
You don't have sufficient funds against his check.
Your checking account is overdrawn.
He's a check bouncer.
Chapter 18.
You run things here?
Who's in charge around here anyway?
I'd like to know who's running the show.
I want the man who gives the orders around here.
He's the boss here. He has the last word.
She's the one who pushes all the buttons.
He's just a puppet with no real power.
There are too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
You had your chance.
Now I'm in the driver's seat.
When you're wealthy and powerful, you can write your own ticket.
Who gave him a free passport?
I see you're taking things in your own hands again.
As long as it's my money, I have all the say here.
Around here, I call the shots.
Don't go over my head.
I'm in no position to do this.
I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Chapter 19.
He runs a tight ship.
He throws his weight around.
His domineering wife keeps him on a tight rein.
She's a witch.
He's a Hitler in the making.
I don't like these totalitarian tendencies.
He's an overbearing supervisor.
He's nothing but a dictator.
No one reigns forever.
Chapter 20.
We'll take it from here.
Leave it to me.
Can you manage it?
You question my efficiency?
I can't hold these guys in check.
Chapter 21.
Knock it off!
Stop all this foolishness.
Will you please cut it out?
Stop! Enough is enough.
That does it.
This is going to stop right here, right now.
There ought to be a law against it.
This is taboo.
That type of behavior is frowned upon.
That's strictly a no-no.
It's unlawful to litter.
That's against the law.
There's a $200 fine for spitting.
Chapter 22.
All hands on deck.
Stand by for further instructions.
Get in there.
Get back to your seat.
Get your butt up here.
Go back to your position.
Come back here, damn you.
Get over here this very minute.
Come back. Don't you listen anymore?
I'm not sure how to get this going.
Make it work. Make it happen.
I called and called. Why didn't you answer?
Chapter 23.
Do as I say.
You listen good.
I'm not asking you to walk on water.
You heard me.
Go on.
Go ahead.
Proceed.
No slip-ups.
You question my authority?
As long as you live under my roof, you live by my rules.
My car, my rules.
You play by my rules or you don't play at all.
Chapter 24.
Parents make the rules. Kids break the rules.
Rules are meant to be broken.
You broke the rules.
You can't always go by the book. Sometimes you have to bend the rules. There's no law against it.
See it through.
I need to see immediate results.
Is that too much to ask?
Throw the book at him.
People with money think they're above the law.
Chapter 25.
Here are the do's and don'ts of dating.
Follow the golden rule.
Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you.
Rules are rules.
I don't make the rules around here.
Those are the house rules.
It's a hard and fast rule.
Strictly speaking, this is against regulation.
We have our orders.
Chapter 26.
Is that against the law?
Let's make sure this is on the level.
You could go to jail for this.
The law is quite clear on this issue.
It's a criminal behavior.
Chapter 27.
Fill out this form in triplicate.
Please print.
Both copies must be legible.
It's just procedure. Don't take it so personal.
There's too much red tape involved.
I feel I've been given a runaround.
Getting a green card is a big, long paper chase.
Nobody has the guts to cut the red tape.
Chapter 28.
Your wish is my command.
Anything you say.
Anything else?
Nothing else.
That will be all.
You may be excused.
Chapter 29.
Did you come of your own accord?
If I were in your place, I'd do it without any hesitation.
He's a cheerful helper.
That's a woman's job.
Why me? Don't stick me with that job.
Like hell I will.
He does a half-hearted job.
Chapter 30.
I didn't want to come. My mom made me.
He made me promise.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You forced my hand.
He's driven me into a corner.
Chapter 31.
Are you telling me what to do?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Why should I?
Do it yourself.
Don't boss me around.
Don't press your luck.
Don't lecture me.
No one tells me how to do my job.
I know my job.
So what?
Says who?
That bossy woman barks out orders to everyone.
I can do as I please.
Finally, the sermon ends.
I bow to none.
I'm tired of being led around by the nose.
Are you going to defy his orders?
The employee paid his boss lip service, but then proceeded to ignore his orders.
That bitch is getting out of line.
You can't tame him.
He's rebellious at heart.
Chapter 32.
I'm their voice. I speak for them.
He's a born leader.
It's not the little guy we want. We're after the kingpin.
I'm the decision maker.
He's the man behind the scenes.
You have to break out of the mold.
He's a quiet leader with loud results.
Peter is very charismatic.
Chapter 33.
He's a follower, not a leader.
The office is full of yes men.
You're my guiding light.
He's decided to follow in his father's footsteps.
I'm following in your footsteps.
He takes after me.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Behold, children are watching.
He recently latched onto this trend in a big way.
Chapter 34.
You're the pride of our profession.
You're my inspiration.
You're a bad influence on him.
Don't set any bad examples for her.
There's no better way than to teach by example.
He's a prince among men. He's my hero. He's the salt of the earth.
Get with it.